Boker Tov. So today we're going to attend to what's called the Mavo Hashar, the beginning of the second section here in the first volume of Ali Shur. And we're going to set our sights on a discussion about aspiration and about our personal growth in our journeys. So Rav Volpe frames this on line one, "B'yom min hayamim," and one day, "Acharei tekufas histaglus b'limud Torah," through over the course of a period of time involved in learning, "Misgaberes hakmiya la'alos l'ratzon boru lavod al atzmo." So he's speaking here. Remember, this volume is written to boys studying in a yeshiva. But this is really applied to each one of us, to all of us. He says, once in a while, we feel this movement. We feel this desire. And we say, you know what? We really want to accomplish more. We're doing our thing. We're engaged. We're observant. We're going through the motions in a good way. You're not just going through the motions by rote. You know, we're really observant and we're growing. And sometimes you just feel like, you know, it could be at a certain point in davening. It could be in the way that we relate to Hashem. It could be all kinds of different ways. But, you know, once in a while, you have that aha moment. That's what he's talking about. It says you have this aha moment and you feel like, ah, I really want to work on myself. You know, sometimes those aha moments come from a really great place. You know, you feel like you accomplished something and you feel like this is an opportunity. Sometimes they come from disappointments when you realize, wow, that totally bottomed out on me, and I can't miss this opportunity. I gotta take this opportunity and work on myself. But whatever the source of that aha moment is, Volpe says that sometimes, once in a while, we hit that aha moment. And what does he say on line number three? Ma nechbad hayomahu. How terrific is that time? It's great. It's great when we get that aha moment. Ulai, maybe, zehu, that is, yom omdo al da'ato. Maybe that's the turning point. The literal meaning of this phrase is the day that the person stands on their mind. They are omeid al da'ato. They stand on their mind. They just got it. They just figured it out. Or as they would say in Hebrew, nafal ha'asimon. Right? I just figured it out. I just got it. What is that significance? Asher bo, I'm on the end of line three, asher bo adam kovea es asido haruchani. That the person at that time sets their future, their spiritual destiny, their mapping it out for themselves, their choices for the future. Because there are those junctures in life when we make decisions and they have very long-lasting effects. I remember when I left yeshiva, so my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Stav, who I still stay in touch with, when I left yeshiva, so he pointed out, he was very into Mishalim. He used to speak a lot about analogies and metaphors. So he used a metaphor when I was leaving to go to YU, to go to college and learn at YU. So he said, you know, in antiquity, when seafarers, when fishermen would go out on long treks, they didn't have GPS. The truth is, at that time, we didn't have GPS either, okay? They didn't have telephones, and they didn't have cell service, so they navigated by the stars. But sometimes that could be complicated, because if you have to plot a course in the middle of the ocean, it's sometimes easy to get disoriented. So he said the best thing to do, if you're a seafarer, is before you leave the port, you plot your course, where you're going to go, so that you'll always have, when you started, the point of departure, you know where you want to get to, and you remember kind of the constellations that you're going to follow when you're in the ocean. So he said, when you're starting your career, you know, at that time, when you, you know, you're taking that next step, for me, it was going to YU. He says, you want to plot your destination at the beginning so you don't get kind of lost in the middle and then don't know how to find your way. So Rav Volpe is saying that, you know, there are those times in life where we find ourselves at a crossroads and we are able to be koveya, to establish what is our spiritual destiny. And this is what he quotes a Gemara from a Pinchas ben Yair. So he goes to line 7 and he says, Bayom zeh, this time. We might get this aha moment when we're sitting at a funeral. We might get it sitting in Starbucks. We might get it because we can't sleep at night. At that time, Nitzeves HaSheela, the question is staring us in the face, Bifnei HaAdam, Ketzad Lavod, Ubame Ligdor Atzmo. How do we serve Hashem? How do we grow? How do we improve? And in what Bame, in what vessels, Ligdor Atzmo, to improve ourselves? What do we do now? You know, we've got the light bulb moment, but what do? So he quotes a Gemara, a story. This story appears in Maseches Chagiga and Daf Tes Amud Beis, and it starts with a man, Omar Lei, you see on line number 8, Omar Lei Bar Hehe Lehillel. Who was Bar Hehe? The son of Hehe. It's a very particular, it's kind of a peculiar name. There's another peculiar name that may resonate with you from Pirkei Avos, a name by the name of Ben, right? Yes? Ben Bagbag. Some of you may have heard of the same. Anybody here Ben Bagbag or Ben Hehe? Strange names, right? Not common. In Indiana, you've never... No, nobody named Ben Hehe. No. So the Tosfos there in Chagiga points out, and I think it's not coincidental, Tosfos says, this person was the descendant of Hey and Hey. Who were the people who were told that you are going to be the parents of all the nations? Who picked up Hayes in their names? Avraham and Sarah. So according to Tosfos, this man, Ben Hehe, and the other man who's known from Pirkei Avos as Ben Bag Bag, Beis and Gimel, spells 5, Hey. So Ben Bag Bag and Ben Hehe were converts. So the reason why I think that's important for this story is because a convert is the quintessential seeker. This is the person who has an aha moment and literally transforms their entire life. Give it all up, and they become part of the Jewish people. So here's a person who's a seeker, Ben Hehe. And he speaks to Hillel. Hillel was also a tremendous seeker. Hillel was a very impoverished young man. He grew up in Babylonia. He, according to tradition, he was frostbitten because he couldn't afford to pay the entrance fee to the yeshiva at the time, so he sat on the roof. You know, Hillel was an incredible Talmud Chacham, but he was also a journeyman, so to speak. He was on his own journey. He studied under two great Mishnaic sages by the names of Shmaya and Avtalion. So here you have a convert. Hillel has a lot of stories with converts. Coming to Hillel, saying, "My dechsev, what does it say in the verse? Vishavtem u'reisem, you should sit and see, bein tzadik l'rasha. Between a righteous person and a wicked person." So that's easy to discern. Everybody can figure out what the difference is between a righteous person and a wicked person. But then the pasuk says, "Bein oved Elokim la'asher lo avado." Between a person who serves Hashem and a person who doesn't. So I don't get it. I can easily discern the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. So shouldn't I easily be able to discern somebody who's serving Hashem and not serving Hashem? It sounds redundant. I don't get what's the whole point of this verse. So Hillel says, I'll tell you the difference. It's a lot more subtle than you think. It says, Hainu tzadik, hainu ovid elokim, hainu rasha, hainu lo avado. Omar le, line 10, Hillel responds, avado velo avado, both the person who is serving Hashem and the person who is not serving Hashem, Tarvayu, Trey, that's an Aramaic word for two. Tarvayu, the two of them. Tzadike gemure ninhu. They are completely righteous people. Amazing. You could be called a servant of Hashem and someone who is not a servant of Hashem and be totally righteous. Check all the boxes. So what's the difference? Ela'enu Dome, it is not comparable. Shone Pirko Mea Pa'amim, somebody who reviews his learning, she reviews her learning 100 times. Lishone Pirko Mea Pa'amim Ve'echad. To somebody who views it 101 times. This Gemara is often quoted in the world of yeshivas, encouraging students to review. And it's incredibly high level to aspire to. Sometimes it makes me feel better thinking about this Gemara, and sometimes it makes me feel much worse. The difference between learning something 100 times and 1 more time is the difference between being considered an Oved Hashem and being considered not an Oved Hashem. It's like a Grand Canyon between them. So the man, Ben-Hehe, says to Hillel, he says, I don't understand. Omar le, mishum chad zimna, because of 1 time? Kari le velo avado, it's called that the person did not serve Hashem. Omar le, he said to him, say ulamad, go and learn, excuse me, mishuk shel chamorim, asara parsi bezuza, ve'echar asar parsi bishnei zuza. Go learn from the rental car company, from the camel dealer. In this case, it's the chamar, it's the donkey dealership. You go ask for a lease of a donkey. I've never tried this, but apparently the Gemara says this was common. You go lease out a donkey, or you have rent a donkey, you're going to Israel, you have a teyul plan, so you're going to go rent a donkey, so they give you, of course, they have all the terms and conditions. They say, how many kilometers are you going to be driving this donkey for? Because you know, you can get up to 500 kilometers, you can rent this donkey, no problem. The guy says, that's very good, but I actually need to drive it 501 kilometers. They say, you know, for 501 kilometers, it's another 400 shekel. They always get you on this. So you ask yourself, wait a second, the whole car rental in the first place was 250 shekel, and that got me, you know, X number of kilometers. For one more kilometer, you're going to charge me 400 shekel? So the answer is that because, you know, in the first kind of stratum, in that first level, everything is included. That's, you're on the same level, you're in the same place. But the minute that you take that extra step, it's not just one more step in quantity, it's a total qualitative difference. Now this becomes not just a short-term rental. It's like, you know, you go to U-Haul, you have to figure out, is it a short, long? Once you've taken that one step, you're in a different place. So Hillel says to the guy, he says, you have to understand, the person who reviews it 101 times, it's not just that they learned it one more time. It's that when you've gone from 100 to 101, you're in a different place. It's a qualitative difference, not a quantitative difference. Because the one was an increase from, I don't know, 86 to 87. But the reason that you're learning, evidently, is not because you need to remember it. By this point, you obviously remember it. It's that there's something qualitative about what you're doing that you love it. There's something, you can learn a lot from this. On occasion, you could turn on the radio and listen to sports talk radio. You ever have that experience? It's really an amazing thing. You're talking about endless hours of mindless drivel. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I enjoy sports. I think it's very entertaining. But sometimes my son puts on in the car, we listen to sports talk radio, and you hear Harvin back and forth. So I once heard a great ha'ara, because there was a debate going on in sports talk radio, as important conversations go, about who was greater, Michael Jordan or LeBron James. Now, around here, obviously that's not a discussion. We wouldn't have a debate like that, but like national radio, they have questions like that. So somebody made a comment that, you know, We're never going to solve this. This is what the Gemara would call a teku. You have to wait for Eliyahu HaNavi to come and pass on that child. So why not? Well, here is the, as they say in Yiddish, the tifa ha'ara. They said, because we really don't want to decide in the end who's greater than who. We really just enjoy talking about it. We enjoy the debate. So if we solve the debate, then we wouldn't have anything to talk about. So we have to keep going back and going back. So lahavdil, the person who goes back to learn that piece of Gemara one more time, they're not going to get any greater clarity. It's possible they'll find a new insight, but it's just because, as they would say on Sports Radio, it's for the love of the game. Because we just want to keep talking about it. So that person who goes back the 101st time, they're in it because they love it. So Rav Volbi says now on line 14, Hari shegeder ho'avoda. Now we understand that the parameters, the definition of service of Hashem is hu hosafa be'echus. It is an increase in quality, in the type of person that I am. It's a change in myself. And that's why the Gemara doesn't just say the difference between somebody who is a servant of Hashem and someone who's not is someone who learns one more page or says one more parak of Tehillim. Because it's not about the number. It's about the change, the transformation. Ein ha-Gemara noket es dugma shel shona mea dapim ve'echad shezos haisa hosafa bekamos ela b'shona oso inyan mea pa'amim ve'echad. It doesn't say just 101. It's one after the 100. Shehu shoef liyadiya yoseh bru. He's looking for greater clarity. U'mosiv be'echos yadiyas ha-Torah shalom. He wants to improve in the quality of his learning. V'zos hi avoda. And that is learning, and that is growing, and that is our personal improvement. Because when it comes to quantity really isn't important. And he cites the Gemara in the end of Maseches Menachos, Al Hosafa Bekamus, line 17, on the increase in amount, it says in the Mishnah, in the end of Menachos, Echad Hamarbe, at the end of the line, one who does a lot, ve'echad hamamayit, and one who does a little, uvavad shi'echavin li b'lo shamayim. Meaning, if a person has a certain capability, whatever that capability is, if they hit their max, they fulfill their potential, echad hamarbe ve'echad hamamayit. It doesn't really matter how much it is that you did. The quantity is not important. And that's why the Gemara in Chagiga isn't interested in that. Hey, said to Hillel, you know what the difference is? Tell me what the difference is between a Ovid Elokim and Lo Avado. So Hillel didn't say, you know, somebody who learns three bookcases of books versus somebody who learns two. It's within the same person. It's what kind of person am I? That's the difference. We can look around, says Rav Volbi, at others and at ourselves, line 20. B'maisa ha-mitzvos, in the actions of mitzvos, shavim, they are equal, kol ha-doros v'chol ho-anashim. All generations and all people, k'gaonim v'tzadikim k'pshutei ha'am. The mitzvos, they are the same. You look across generations and you see, you know, Shabbos candles on Friday night. Whether you like two candles or three candles or five candles, whether the candles are made out of oil or they're, you know, the little tea lights, it's really the same candles in every house, in every generation, whether you're talking about the most impoverished European shtetl woman versus, you know, the most majestic, palatial Sephardic housewife in the Orient, everybody's lighting the same Shabbos candles. The actions are pretty much the same. And I came this morning, put on my tefillin and shul. We were all putting on tefillin, the same story. The same black boxes, the same black straps. It looks the same. So how do you distinguish between levels of greatness? So Rav Volbi says, Nivdolim, end of line 21, Nivdolim zemizeh. You know what distinguishes them? Be'echus hamaisa, in the quality of the action. Echus hu habira v'ho amaka belimud. It's the depth of learning. Hakavana b'tfila, the intent of tefila. Hapnimius, the inside in Ava and Yira. The outside looks the same, but it's on the inside. I had such a beautiful experience this past Friday night. It was really meaningful because I was running incredibly late. Incredibly late, like very, very late. It was so late that I was still in the house when my wife was lighting Shabbos candles. That's not good. But I do have long ones. It was such a crazy Friday, and everything was going on. By the time I got out of the shower, by the time I got my act together to get to shul, it was so late. So I'm running out of the house, but I hear from the other room how my wife is lighting Shabbos candles with the kids. And how she has a certain davening tefillah that she says, the same routine every week, but I never hear it because I'm never there. So that she davens for each of the children and for the family and for the Jewish people. And I'm like, wow, that's a Shabbos candle lighting. Because I always thought, you light candles. But there are different levels of lighting candles. You know, how much meaning do you put into that? The same thing with the wearing tefillin. You know, you could put on tefillin in the morning and you could be nearly comatose. You know, you're completely asleep. It means nothing. And then sometimes, you know, there are years when I've had the blessing to travel for various reasons, travel to Israel. And I usually, when I'm there, I try to make it my business to go kevasik into daven before sunrise at this same minyan. Usually sleep is not like high on the challenge anyway. So I'm up very early or I set the alarm. And I go there and usually try to get there. For some reason, it's amazing. When I'm davening at 4:30 in the morning, I can get there on time. Here, it's like a whole struggle. So I get there on time. I put on my tefillin like a mensch, just standing at the kotel. All these people are really focused on their davening. It's early in the morning. That's putting on tefillin. So the difference between the Ovid Elokim and the Lo Avado is not something measurable. It's all the same on the outside. It's in the Eichus. It's in the quality, not in the quantity. So Rav Volbe continues and concludes this section with an amazing insight, a beautiful, beautiful insight. Mitzvas Hashem, line 24, he should sivanu la'ovdo. It is the commandment of Hashem that we are commanded to serve Him, to be in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the most noble calling for each of us. It's our interaction, it's our way to touch eternity. So what does it mean, ula avdo, to serve Hashem? We have a pasuk, ula avdo b'chol levavchem. We should serve God with all our heart. So some of us would say, what does it mean to serve God with all your heart? Well, the Rambam, Maimonides, tells us, ula avdo b'chol levavchem, based on a midrashic tradition, teaches you that there is a commandment to daven every day, to have a conversation with God. And for different people, that takes different forms. For men, it's different than women. And different women have different amounts of time, how much they allocate. There's different discussions halachically. But Nachmanides, Ramban, disputes that. He says that the daily regimen of davening is not biblically ordained. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a d'rabbanan. There's only a biblical mitzvah to daven, to reach out in a conversation to God if there's a crisis. Okay. So what does he do with this concept of service? Ula avdo b'chol levavchem. So says the Ramban, amazing, line 26. Quote, halfway down the line, Shetia kol avodaseinu lokel yis'ale b'chol levavenu. That our service to Hashem should be with all our heart. Kolomar, bekavana ritzuya, with proper intent, shlema, wholeness, lishmo, for the sake of Hashem, Ube'ein hirhura, lo shenasa hamitzvahs b'li kovana, not that we should do mitzvahs without paying attention. Oh, ala safek ulayesh b'zeh toeles, kind of like a Pascal's wager. Safek, maybe it's worthwhile, maybe it's not. You know, we'll do it anyway. Got nothing else to do today. May as well daven. So what do we see? We see that even though there is a principle in halacha called kavana, intent, that's a checkbox question. Did I have intent when I did the mitzvah or did I not? There's a debate. Do mitzvahs require intent or do they not require intent? Last words on the page and we'll turn it over. Becholzos, nonetheless, yesh kan, there is here, od mitzvah acheres. There's another mitzvah in addition to all the mitzvahs with their checkboxes, and that is ula avdo, and to really serve Hashem. Umitzvah zu noheges b'chol mitzvos. And this applies to every other mitzvah. Hamakayim mitzvah b'li toar lev. If a person does a mitzvah without the requisite purity, ubalim achshava meula, which is something that we're all working on, yotzi dechavas, you check the box, aval oved einenu. Hillel said to Ben-Hayye, there's a difference between an oved and an eno oved. An oved, somebody who is la'ovdo, who's serving Hashem, is somebody who's serving Hashem with a quality of service. It's not just the stuff, it's the quality. Oved einenu. Oved says in the last line, nikra rak ha-mishtadel, someone who seeks, L'kayim ha-mitzvos, line number 3, be'echus mushlemes, with full quality. It's the echus. So Rav Volbi says, we find this aha moment, whether it's in an interpersonal area, it's an area of personal growth in our own character, in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we get that aha moment and we're trying to figure out, so what to do next. So interestingly, he tells us it's not necessarily about taking on something new or something more. It's reflecting on the quality of what we are already doing. How meaningful is it? How spiritual is it? How much pnimius, how much inside is it? Can I qualify this relationship that I have with whatever this area is? Is it in the realm of, I'm doing it, I'm checking the box, but it's really low avado. I could be learning it 100 times, but I'm still low avado. Or is this an opportunity to jumpstart a growth process? Rav Volbi does not say that only a person who actually does everything with perfect kavana, I would like to meet such a person, and there are such people at such times, they exist in every generation. But for us, for the average ordinary person, the mishtadel, the person who's seeking, having conversations, you know, whether it's with a family member or a friend, if the search is how do we create that avado, that real service of Hashem that is predicated on growth, so then that is a transformational difference. That puts you in a different place, and that is the first place to start, he says, just that frame of being in the process of being an organization. Hope you all have a great week. Thanks for coming.